This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
You are listening to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we have been talking with Laura Vanderkamp. She's a writer, author, and speaker. She's got a wealth of projects here that she has been working on over the past few years of her life. My gosh, I'm on your website and I'm looking at everything that you've done and accomplished. And you know, being an expert on time management, it looks like you've really managed your time well. Because you do a lot of writing.
I try. Some days are better than others. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you know, you really have. You've got quite a wealth of information here. And we haven't mentioned that you have another book called 168 Hours. You have more time than you think. What's that about?
Well, there are 168 hours in a week. 24 times 7 is 168 hours. And most people don't think of their time this way, but I really think it's a better way because we live our lives in weeks. If you think about it, you know, what's a normal day for you? Is it Tuesday or is it Saturday? And they both occur just as often. And they both have the same number of hours, so it's kind of hard to say that one is more typical than the other, but they do look different. So a week is a cycle of life as we live it, and it also just shows us how much space we have. Because some numbers I use for people, if you work 40 hours a week, and sleep 8 hours a night, so that's 56 hours per week, that leaves 72 hours for other things, right? So thinking of life in terms of 168 hours in a week helps us see just how much time we have for various aspects of our life, even if we are working full-time hours.
That's how those women are squeezing in their TV time in those 72
hours.
They
were getting the TV time. You know, there is space. I mean, in 72 hours, or I mean, even if you work 50 hours, at least 62 hours for other things. And so there's time there to do fun stuff with your kids, to exercise, to take up a hobby or see friends or to watch TV if that's what you want to do. And I mean, obviously, it's not easy to make all the pieces of life fit together, but if you're committed to doing so, you can probably come up with creative strategies to make it all work.
Exactly. And if you're at a loss to find those creative strategies, I would direct you to lauravanderkamp.com because she has spent a lot of time studying these things, and I think she knows a lot about it, and she's got a lot of great advice for us. So definitely check her out there. And thank you so much for joining us today, Laura. We really appreciate your insights, and I'm quite sure you're going to have quite a few of our listeners come visit you online and hit you up with some follow-up questions, because we love to do that here at Working Mother.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for having me.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.